能発一年気合心普段本の徳根藩盆上逆法再永入尿臭心入海一味 When the one thought moment of joy arises, Nirvana is attained without severing blind passions. When ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and slanders of the Dharma all alike turn and enter in trusting. They are like waters that, on entering the ocean,become one in taste with it. Good morning, everyone. This is Earl Ikeda of Moli Honganji Mission. Thank you for listening and supporting our White Way radio program. This morning, I was reflecting upon Shinran Shonin's Shoji Nembutsuge on verse number 7, where it is written that we can attain a sense of joy when we just open our eyes and for a moment think about what or realize what Amida's vows are meant to be.And it doesn't make a matter who you are, whether you're wise, ignorant, or ignorant, whether you believe or do not believe. We are all alike as human beings. And when we awaken to this one thought of joy, which is or are the words of truth of the Tathagata's vows, we all enter the same ocean of boundless wisdom and compassion. How true, how true. This morningAs we reflect upon this time of the year, in a few weeks or in this coming week, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving. And as everyone knows, Christmas and New Year's follows. How quickly the time goes by. And perhaps the reason why I thought about this particular passage that Shinran Shonin shared with us from the Shoshin Nembutsuge, I began to reflect upon who and what I am. And I thinkWhen I read this first verse, when the one thought moment of joy arises, what creates this joy? Perhaps it's not only understanding, but entrusting in the words of the Tathagata. We feel a deep sense of gratitude. And there's another gatha that's we're all familiar with, Ondoksam, which expresses our gratitude for the Tathagata's benevolence, for the divine, truth of Amida embracing each and every one of us unconditionally. When we realize this to be true, then it doesn't make a difference who and what you are. That one thought moment will help us to appreciate who and what we are. Thanksgiving, as you know, in America, was the product or the outcome of people who moved or were sent to America way back when they began to realize that the whole world didn't center around them and their technology at the time, which is considered up to date, to be the best. That when they were put in a situation that was completely different from what they experienced, and having people who lived there, the original American Indians, coming to help them, it didn't, again, make a difference of who and what we are. But the sharing of the hearts, the helping of each other, here in Hawaii we call it kokua, the mutual understanding coming together, was a sense of joy. And from here, again, we have the celebration known as Thanksgiving. But let's go back to basics. And quite often I ask myself questions every day to help me become aware of this gift that we call life, this so-called precious gift.Quite often I'll ask myself, who am I? And this concept of who am I comes from, again, the Buddhist thought that this is not the only life that we've had, but we are the product of many, many countless past lives coming to this very moment. So I ask myself, if that is true, then do I really know who I am? And I also ask myself, if this is true, what am I then?I really don't know. But yet, the third question is, I was given this opportunity to live, to receive human life, which is indeed very rare. And therefore, reflecting upon this gift that is given to me from so many past countless eons of lifetimes, there must be a purpose. So again, for me, I ask myself on a regular basis, who am I? What am I?Why did I receive this gift called human life, and what should my purpose be? I think as human beings, we all believe that we all have purpose. And I think this is true of the Buddhist teachings, that the Buddha never really, or the Buddha never ever discriminated by saying you are good, you are evil. But because the Buddha's mind transcends, goes beyond even the simple human minds that we have, that is a very unique way of the Buddha saying, I understand. And so Shinran also, in this verse of the Shoshin Nembutsuge, reflects upon we are all in the same boat. We're all human beings. And although we may come from different parts of the world, we may be brought up differently, basically, we're all the same. As reflected in not only the Four Noble Truths, but also what Shakyamuni himself had experienced, that life is full of ups and downs. We call it suffering. Within this, we have the fact that it is very suffering refers to birth, old age, sickness, and eventually death. These are universal truths. And I hope that we are aware of these various things. But as human beings, quite often we're so self-centered, we forget how to be grateful. We forget how to be thankful. We forget that we have so many different causes and conditions, people around there who sustain us and give us life, that we tend to think that everything is simply about me, myself, and I. And so I wanted to refer to someone who wrote a very important poem that made me or helps me to become aware of whom what I am. And I'm sure that many of you are familiar with the name of Chiyono Sasaki, who was living in Kona and who wrote poems to express her life or her reflections upon the various things that she went to. And according to this book compiled by Reverend Tetsu Moneto, who compiled and translated many of these poems, it talks about this particular woman who, while living in Kona, was really searching for something. She was looking, and she went to the various religions, but ultimately she came back to Jodo Shinshu, and she kept on going to the temple all the time to be able to understand something about her life. And in here, on one occasion, her husband said, "Why do you go all the time?" And she said, "I don't know. What are you looking for? I really don't know." And at that moment, the husband probably said to her in a very in Japanese language how idiotic or how ignorant she was. It was at that moment she began to realize that the reason why I can't find this thanksgiving, the reason I can't find this joy, is that I'm seeing the world as I perceive it to be and not as it truly is. So she began to write her thoughts about how she found this inner peace within herself. So the first verse or first portion of this poem, she writes, "When told that I was foolish, truly foolish, it was by the power of the primal vow that led me to fall. Rejoicing, I said, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. When I fell after being told to fall, I found myself on a lotus petal. I am ashamed of myself. I am sorry. Tears of joy come streaming down." At that moment, she began to realize, this is who I am, and I've forgotten that so many things make my life possible. I forgot to be grateful. And from here, everything became miserable because I only saw things as how I wanted to be, and it wasn't part of the reality of what life is about, or what life is. So from here, it began her long journey of awakening to the reality of life, and again, a deep sense of joy. I met the daughter of Chiyono Sasaki, who lives in Kona, and she shared stories about her mother and how she really, really felt a sense of comfort in her life. And she became, not by explaining different things, but her very presence and the things that she did gave a great sense of comfort to everyone. So again, as we reflect upon this time of the year, it's very unfortunate that as human beings, we only dedicate one day to offering thanks, but I'm hoping that it's better than nothing, that we'll begin to awaken to this truth and begin to be grateful for every moment that we have. Again, reflecting upon my own life and the causes and conditions that bring me to this very moment, the many people that I've met, the many situations I've experienced. Who am I? What am I? And yet I was given this gift of life. What should my purpose be? So hopefully, by sharing these thoughts with you together, not by ourselves, but together, we can begin to realize that we're all one great big ohana, one big family, universal family, that needs to be able to share the joy of living, be able to share who and what we are, our stories, and begin to truly live as the persons that we're meant to be, not something else, but again, the persons that we can only be, the best we can ever be. And this, to me, as we reflect upon this poem by Shinran in his Shoshin Nimbutsuge, we begin to say, thank you. Thank you for the Buddha believing in me and embracing me unconditionally. Again, how truly grateful I am. And may we all share this joy of living with a deep sense of thanksgiving by calling the Tathagata's name, Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.